We start our second hour. Nice to have you here. Live from the Quicken Loans studios, I am Jim Rome. Quicken Loans, apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Ended hour number one by talking to P.J. Tucker of the Rockets. Hope you heard that. Trying to get him for a long time. Great player, great story, great attitude. Hope you enjoyed that. We've been chasing that for a while. Coming up later on this hour, we talk Texans football with linebacker Zach Cunningham. Meantime, you probably know where to find me. You've got a telephone number. You can hit me up on Twitter at Jim Rome. You can email me at Rome, R-O-M-E, at haveatake.com. I spent the open talking about the L.A. Lakers. In fact, I'm not sure I've ever spent an entire open talking about a team that lost its first game of the year. But that's kind of buzz that there was last night in Portland when LeBron opened that game with not one but a couple of hammer jobs. And that got me out of my chair. That was pretty amazing. For a guy who's been doing it that long, it was surreal enough to see him in Laker gear, but for him to get up and throw it down like that and then do it again, that was a holy bleep moment.
Two Tomahawk Ducks and the building is on its feet!
A holy bleep moment and then a really weird and surreal moment. And then to see Rondo running with him in Laker gear, really weird. And Lance Stephenson to be running with both of them in Laker gear, really, really weird. And JaVale in Laker gear, really awesome.
Let's get weird.
And they lost. And I don't care. Good night. Good sports night. Except for the Arizona Cardinals, who got hammered. Hammered. And knew that was going to cost somebody their job, and it did. Mike McCoy is out as offensive coordinator. He's Batman.
I'm Batman.
Keith Arnold's having himself a day. Dear Jim, Lonzo Ball was rendered completely irrelevant. Signed husbands on HGTV shows. Drew in West LA wore IRA using baked potatoes as Uggs. Again, Drew, there is no loophole for bum smack. It's not allowed. Saying that IRA is using baked potatoes as Uggs is, in fact, bum smack, which we do not allow. I've warned you, Drew, so many times. Don't be the guy who gets blocked, Drew. His point about Lonzo being rendered completely irrelevant, it's only one game, but I think it's fair to ask the question. You know, where does that guy fit in? They've got plenty of guys who can handle the ball and not that many guys who can shoot the ball. Josh Hart looked good last night. He's getting better. I'm not worried about him. But I'm not sure about Lonzo. I mean, where does Lonzo fit in? What kind of minutes is he going to get? Where are they going to use him? They've got guys who can handle the ball. Lots of that. To take some of the pressure off of LeBron, who's had to allow that himself in recent years. But they don't have a lot of guys who can shoot it. All right, let's talk some baseball. Red Sox beat the Astros 4-1 last night. They end up taking the ALCS 4-1. They're going back to the World Series, and they're doing it after David Price's first postseason win. Now, here's a statement. Stop what you're doing. Check this. I want you to hear me very clearly. Hear me loud and clear on this. Four more wins, and this Boston Red Sox team will be the best Boston Red Sox team ever. Better than any team with Teddy Ballgame. Better than any team with Yaz, or Jim Rice, or Dwight Evans, or Fred Lynn, or Ellis Burks. Man, I hate to say it because he's one of my favorite Red Sox players ever. Dustin freaking Pedroia. Even worse, I'm going to say four more wins, and this is the best Red Sox team ever, and Pedroia's not playing. I mean, maybe not beloved like that 04 team, but better than them? Hell yes. They just won four straight against the defending world champions. They eliminated 100-win teams in back-to-back series. They got huge production from the bottom of their lineup once again. This time, Rafael Devers doing the damage.
All right, Rafi at the plate. Here's the pitch. And he swings and hits one in the air to left field pretty well. Back goes Kemp. Back toward the wall. Looking up. And this ball is gone. Three-run homer, Rafi Devers. 4-0 Red Sox.
Red Sox radio. And again, when you've got a guy like that doing that kind of damage at the bottom of the lineup on the stage that big against Justin Verlander, that's how dangerous the Red Sox are. I mean, this group is good. Really freaking good. Four wins away from being the best Red Sox team ever. And last night, David Price was good. Really freaking good. For a pitcher as good as Price is, he has had a horrible postseason record. And you know that's weighing on him. How could it not? Even if the postseason in baseball is kind of a crapshoot, even if other great pitchers have struggled in the postseason, you know that was weighing on him. And last night, he had none of that. No struggles. Or as Rick Porcello put it, quote, he didn't miss once. That's above and beyond. In the regular season, you're thinking about mechanics and your catcher. Postseason, it's all about competing. Your bleep that day is your bleep that day. It depends on what you bring. And he brought it, end quote. What he brought was his best bleep, because that's a great Astros lineup. A World Series good Astros lineup. And he dominated. He didn't give them a chance. He dominated. Six innings, nine strikeouts, three hits, no walks, and a huge improvement from the first two starts of the postseason. And on top of that, he did it on 3 days rest because Chris Sale couldn't go. So that's stepping up in a huge way. That's manning the hell up. This is what an ace does. This is what he had to do, and he did it. And that was the start that got the Red Sox back into the World Series. Again, not a game they had to have. They were up 3-1. They could have lost that game. They would have gone back to Boston. They wouldn't have finished, I'm sure. They would have gone back up 3-2, had a lot of confidence. But it was a game that David Price needed. And now he's going to go into the World Series with a lot of confidence. And he said last night, it was, quote, one of the most special days I've ever had on the baseball field, end quote. I mean, damn right it was. Damn right it was. And that's coming from a guy who's had a lot of special days on the baseball field. And maybe the most special part is this guy's not going to have to answer that question ever again about how come you don't have a win? What's going on in the postseason? Why do you have so much trouble? He said, quote, I don't have to prepare myself for it in spring training on February 20th or September when I've still got five regular season starts. I don't have to answer that question anymore. And man, it feels good. End quote. It's got to. And the only thing that would feel better than winning the game that sent the Sox to the World Series would be winning the game that wins the Sox the World Series. Man, this team is so good. They are so good. And it's about time their manager, Alex Cora, got the respect that he deserves. First season as a manager, and he does this. I don't care how talented that team is. You don't just write up that lineup card and then sit back and watch it. Cora does way more than that. And just because he makes it look easy does not mean that it is easy. This guy's always working. And now he and his crew are four wins away from history. Four more wins, and to me, they are the best Red Sox team ever. So put some respect on it. Put some respect on Price, who got the job done last night, and the manager, Alex Cora. First-year manager doing an amazing job. And they're four wins away. Milwaukee, L.A., what's going to happen tonight? Are the Dodgers going to finish? Milwaukee's got to win two at home. 1-800-636-8686. Let's go to the phones. What do you want to hit on? Look, if you're not into this and you've got something else to bring to it, do it. Do it. We're moving through hour number two. We're going to talk Aaron Hernandez in hour number three. I'm not sure I'm going to get to the story, but I might. Again, a teenager in Northern California took her grandfather's remains and baked them into sugar cookies and fed them to her friends. What's worse than a sugar cookie? I'm kind of a cookie guy. Like, I like cookies. If you were to say to me, well, what do you want, salt or sugar? Do you want cake or pie? I'm taking cookies all day long. Man, I'd be so pissed if I found out that somebody, one of my classmates, baked grandpa into a cookie. Because who says no to a cookie? Man, that's some dirty pool. It's not like she didn't know. It's the first thing I'm going to talk to my kids about when I get home tonight. Hey, Jake, Logan, sit down, boys. There's something I want to discuss with you. Don't you ever, ever let your kids turn me into a grandpa quesadilla.
Don't you ever.
That better never happen, sons. All right, let's go to the phones. Let's try Calgary. As you know, we have several affiliates in Canada. Bob in Calgary. Great to have you, Bob. How are you?
Good. How are you, Rome?
Great.
My wife and I own a small dry cleaners in Willow Park in Calgary, and they just opened a pot shop beside us. The lineup's a mile long, and let me tell you, not one of these guys is using dry cleaning services. They're all white guys with dreadlocks and Jamaican hats on. Now, I usually don't touch the stuff, but I'm thinking of getting into the gateway drug so I can maybe work myself up to heroin by next Christmas. What do you think of that?
Bob, I think you're a nut, Bob. Thanks very much. This guy's incredible, man. Stick to what you know. Stick to what you do best, Bob, making SJP jokes. This guy's like, yeah, me and the wife, we got a small dry cleaner, and there's a pot store that opened up right next to us, man. These guys, there's a line around the block. And let me tell you something, none of these guys need dry cleaning. They're just white guys with dreadlocks. But me, I'm thinking about trying that gateway drug, and maybe by Christmas I'll be into heroin. What do you think of that, Rome? I think you should stick to your SJP jokes, Bob. That's what I think.
It doesn't make any sense.
Quickly. I didn't see this guy or would have gone to him. Hey, Rick, in Buffalo, in no way did I mean to disrespect you by going to that guy, but I didn't see you. Now it's your show. Rick in Buffalo. Rick, what's up?
I've been critical of LeBron in the past, Jim, but I got to give him some credit here. He definitely made the right choice going to Los Angeles. He fits in perfectly with the rest of you arrogant, self-absorbed scumbags. Leaving your hometown where once is pretty bush league. Doing it twice makes you the biggest a-hole ever. And, Jim, you got to stand in awe of Major League Baseball umpires this postseason. The way they've butchered their craft is nothing short of spectacular. If being old, fat, and stupid is all it takes to be a Major League ump, I'm going to have my old man wire his resume tomorrow. Joe West looked like a circus elephant out there the other night. And not only did he blow the call, we had to wait 20 minutes for him to walk to the dugout for the review. No wonder these games take 5 friggin' hours. I'd say Rob Manfred's going to fix the problems, but he'll just screw things up even more. And props to you, Jim, for planning your trip to the New York studios on Ackerman's day off. I wouldn't want to see that loser either. The only ones dumb enough to travel thousands of miles to hang out with Rich Ackerman reside in Western Canada. Way to live it up, boys. And of course, after I shredded Tyler last week, Matt was the first one to jump in on Twitter. At least he didn't make us suffer through another one of his pathetic calls. Let me tell you how bad a caller Matt and Van is. After being gifted another smack-off invite, this lame comes in with a top-10 list. So strong, Matthew. A top-10 list wouldn't have worked in 1988, let alone 2018. Parody Larry thought a top-10 list was a terrible idea. Maybe next year you can do some stupid pet tricks for us, you loser. War backstage passes for the Goo Goo Dolls homecoming show tonight. On War Rush, 3 more Canadian lames. Thanks for the vine, Jim. I'm out.
Holy crap, Rick. Rack him. On War Rush, 3 more Canadian lames? Dude, you can't do Geddy Lee like that. You can't do Neil Peart like that. Wow. That is some Buffalo on Canadian crime once again. Canada, you're on the clock, but I don't need to tell you that. Again, I've got no dog in the fight. I like all these guys a lot. I love Rick, Tyler, Matt. All 3 of these dudes are great for the show. Rush is an amazing band, Rick. I've told you before, I respect the Goo Goo Dolls. I love their earlier stuff when they played some punk. Even the stuff that sold's okay, I guess. Even if that name is not for that band. But, dude, I'm glad you got backstage. Tweet up some pics. If I remember, I will retweet them. You should go on the Woodscopes live backstage with the Goo Goo Dolls. I've never seen Rush in concert, but I would like to. That's a great band. Rush is a great band, Rick. You got it. You have to know that. Even you know that. Boy, Rick, man, he was shot out of a cannon. Like, the phone quality was excellent, but his energy level, I don't know what he got into this morning, but that was a strong, strong effort and a strong sounding effort. He got racked. So if the bottom falls out and nothing good happens the rest of the day, I know I've got a call to play back. I've got two things I can count on. A call to play back and Alvin's week that was, which never, ever deviates. Every single week, that thing's great. 1-800-636-8686. It is toll free. But then you got to follow that guy. He's got the kind of game where he can win it all one year. But then again, every year that the defending champ is in, it's like Tiger when he dominated. Who do you have, Brad or the field? Brad or the field? Rick is a heavyweight. That's a guy that will stand in. He can take a good shot, and we know he'll give you the hands. I'm just waiting on Tyler and Matt. They're probably both on hold right now. Still ahead, Zach Cunningham. He's coming up in about 20 minutes. Bob Holler is a reporter for the Boston Globe. We're going to talk Aaron Hernandez with him in hour number three. I want to get into the Raiders. I want to talk about Tiger Woods. And I've got more on the ALCS and the NLCS. Building pros, check this out. If you're a contractor or a builder or a remodeler, Lumber Liquidators Pro Plus is the only partner you're going to need for all your flooring needs. I'll tell you why. They have special pro-only pricing and dedicated support. LL Pro Plus will help you get your flooring jobs done quickly and profitably. You might be worried about selection and availability. You should not be. Lumber Liquidators has so much product. 150 million square feet of flooring. Like, I can't even get my head wrapped around that number. 150 million. 100,000 square feet in stock in most of their stores. And they do stock professional grade adhesives, underlayment, molding, tools, fasteners, grout. So you can get exactly what you need. Too busy to pick it up? Does not matter, because the LL Pro Plus team will deliver it right to your job. You get in the sense? They will do pretty much whatever it needs to be done to get the business. They will even get you a business line of credit. So put the LL Pro Plus flooring experts on your team right now. Visit your local Lumber Liquidator store or go to lumberliquidators.com/prosales. lumberliquidators.com/prosales.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
CBS's Super Bowl season continues Sunday with a triple header. First, live from London, the Tennessee Titans take on the LA Chargers. Then you've got Tom Brady coming off a big-time win over the Chiefs, going up against the Bears. Followed by a big NFC Eastern showdown between the Cowboys and the Redskins. Wake up with the NFL today, 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific. They start early this weekend. It's a triple header. Start your full day of football on CBS. Rick in Buffalo getting a lot of reaction. Ed Rich Kane tweets, Rush versus the Goo Goo Dolls? Goo Goo lose every time. Sorry, Rick. That's a tough fight to win. That's a tough fight to pick. Like, Rick can handle himself against anybody in the jungle. I'm not worried about Rick. But if you want to have one of those kind of mythical matchups, Final 32, Sweet 16, if you want to do one of those lame things where you play that thing out, like a bracket of bands. Yeah, it's going to be tough for the Cougars to win that. At Headstrong Bacon tweets, Rush smack. Perhaps Rick in Buffalo should make a roadie across the Peace Bridge to Niagara Falls, score some tree, and chill a bit. And Mike D for three tweets, not sure you can crack someone for partying with Ackerman and then close by warring the Goo Goo Dolls. Yeah, Paulie T. Wall. Look, the guy's going to rep what is him. This guy's Buffalo through and through. They're probably the most famous band from Buffalo. They're probably the only band from Buffalo. And if the guy got backstage, Paulie T. Wall tweets, scoring backstage passes to the Goo Goo Dolls isn't exactly something you want people to know. What's next? Does Rick call himself a groupie? I don't know, man. Maybe parties with the bros. Maybe he's throwing him back with the bros. At SoCal Jeff tweets, Rick is an 8 in Buffalo, but would be a 2 in L.A. Only reason he hasn't moved here yet. What, Jeff, are you a better caller than him? Are you a better contributor than him, Jeff? You're not. Ed Wells in the 360 tweets, Bourne movies without Matt Damon are the best. Sign people who prefer the Goo Goo Dolls over Rush. You know, I'm a huge fan of the Bourne franchise, so I've seen all the Bourne movies. several times. And I actually literally threw down and paid money to see a Bourne movie without Bourne. Yeah, it was a great idea. Let's make a Bourne movie without Bourne. That was predictably horrible.
This is Jason Bourne.
It's one of my favorite games to play with Janet. She'd be like, is there a movie on? I'm like, oh yeah, I got a movie for you. And I'll queue up Bourne. I'm like, you're going to love this movie. It's going to be a surprise. Jimmy! We do that to each other a little bit. I hit her. I'm not going to get into it. She's listening right now. She will not appreciate what I was about to say. All right, telephone number is toll free. Use it. Rick did. And Rick did make the show better. Rick did elevate the conversation. He elevated the conversation to Goo Goo Dolls or Rush reaction. I do disagree with one thing he said. The thing about Rich Ackerman, where he tried to prop me up by picking the day that Ackerman was off to go to CBS Sports Radio and work. First of all, I did not do that. I picked that day for a number of reasons, and that was not one of the reasons. And number two, I want to say that I don't know Rick's schedule. I don't know what days he's off, but that was a mere coincidence. And even better, he came in on his day off, and I was pumped to see him. So, Rick, I disagree. I need to check you on that, because if I don't say something, I don't want people to think that I agreed with you. And another thing, how about those idiots traveling thousands of miles to see Rich Ackerman? My man's got an update coming up in a few minutes. He's about to destroy. Dodgers, Brewers, is it going to go a seventh game? 1-800-636-8686. Last night's game, you knew it was going to cost somebody their job. Either somebody in Denver or somebody in Arizona, because both those teams were bleeding badly. There's leaking oil, and then there's hemorrhaging blood. And I'll be honest. You know, I know why you like this show, a lot of you. Because you want me to shoot straight. You want me to be real. So I've got to be real. That was not the best Thursday night football game I've ever seen. In fact, if we're being real, it may have been the worst. Denver beating down the Cardinals 45-10. Great for the Broncos, terrible for the Cardinals, and brutal for the rest of the world, looking to get away from the stress of their life for an hour or more. What the hell was that? Are the Broncos that good, or are the Cards that bad? Probably more the latter than the former. The Broncos came in having lost four in a row. They needed that game in the worst way. The Cards came in having lost 5 of 6. They needed that game in the worst way. Unfortunately, only one team was going to get it, and that team was Denver. Von Miller called his shot before that game. He called his shot. This is Von Miller now. He does not do a lot of this.
I want to say it's a must win. We're going to kick that. Make sure you put that up there. We're going to kick that.
You don't see that very much from him. He said, we're going to kick their ass. Make sure you put it up there. We're going to kick their ass. And that's how bad Arizona is right now. For a guy like that to come right out and say it, we're going to kick your ass and then do it.
We're going
to
kick that.
He said it and then they did it. That tells you how jacked up things are in Arizona and how bad a pick that was for Trevor Price. It's okay, TP, I got you. So Von Miller said it, and then they went out and they did it. In fact, the defense basically did it all by themselves. 5 takeaways, 2 touchdowns, 6 sacks. Better yet, Miller nearly did it all by himself. 2 sacks, 2 forced fumbles, and a fumble recovery. It's a good season for a lot of guys. That's a great season for a lot of guys. And a reminder of anybody who had forgotten about Von Miller. For anybody who thought that maybe at 29, he was slowing down. Could not be further from the truth. He's still there. He's still dominant. And Denver had to have it. They needed him, and they needed that game. 4 straight losses, and that brought about questions about the coach, the front office, everything. John Elway had said the team, quote, has to play for their lives. He called the team's run defense soft.
Thank you to John Elway.
You're welcome, John. Hey, John, keep your name out your mouth. Keep your name out your mouth.
Hey, John.
And stop acting like you had nothing to do with it, John. You put that team together. Keep your name out your mouth. You knew that was going to cost somebody their job, either on the Denver side or the Arizona side, and Mike McCoy was the guy who pays. Byron Leftwich gets elevated and gets his job. More on that in a minute. When we come back, we talk Texans football. Zach Cunningham is going to be my guest. We're going to talk Aaron Hernandez in hour number three with a Boston Globe reporter, Bob Holler. Right now, though, I've got a sports update. Here's the latest on a busy Friday for you.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
All true. I am Jim Rome. We are live. We are in Southern California. Nice to be with you. As promised, we're joined right now by a linebacker for the Houston Texans. He had a huge week in that win over Buffalo. 13 tackles in that game for the season, 51 tackles, 3 passes defensed. He was an All-American and a 2-time first-team All-SEC player at Vanderbilt. He was the 57th pick overall in 2017. Houston, 3-3 this season. They're tied for first in the AFC South, and they've got a big divisional matchup at Jacksonville on Sunday. That, of course, is a CBS game. Zach Cunningham is my guest. Zach, it's great to have you on. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
How you doing?
Good. How about you?
Doing good.
Good. You beat the Bills on Sunday. I mentioned you had 13 tackles in that game. The defense stepped up in a big way to help out the offense and secure that win. What did you make of the way the defense played and showed up on Sunday?
Yeah, I feel like we played great team defense when we showed up on Sunday. You know, everyone played together. Everybody knew what job they had to do, and we came out there and played with a lot of energy and did it together.
Zach, the season, of course, didn't start the way you would have liked with 3 straight losses, but you've won 3 straight since then. You're in first place right now, a tie for first. So what's been the biggest difference over the last 3 games from the first 3 games?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
What's been the biggest difference in the last 3 games as compared to the first 3 games?
Oh, yeah, that goes back to, you know, like I said, playing together. Everybody's, you know, communicating better. Everybody's coming together more as a team. I feel like that we've worked on that. We've improved on that going week by week.
We're talking to Zach Cunningham. You know, Zach, so what was it like when you guys started 0-3? You knew you were better than your record indicated, of course. Was there anybody – I mean, there was nobody in the locker room hanging their heads. What was the conversation like among the guys when you started 0-3? What was the mindset at that point?
Oh, yeah. After every game, we didn't have anyone hanging their heads. It just came back to like, us knowing what we had to do. Yes, us knowing that we – you know, the things that we need to improve on, watching the tape and just – Knowing that we could do better, we didn't play up to our potential, and that's kind of how we went with it.
We're talking to Zach Cunningham. They start 0-3. They're 3-3 right now. Zach, offensively, Deshaun Watson played that game, and he had a chest injury that reportedly was a partially collapsed lung and a broken rib, and he played right through it. What's it say about his toughness, and then how much does the rest of the team feed off of that?
Yeah, definitely a tough player. Most of that stuff I didn't know about until we got, like, to the game. But, yeah, that's definitely something that we used to feed off, you know, knowing that he's out there putting his body on the line. You know, that definitely gave the team a lot of energy.
And then defensively, J.J. Watt had a sack on Sunday. He's got 7 for the year, and that was after playing only 8 games in the previous 2 seasons with back and leg injuries. You know, there was a suggestion that after the injuries, he might not come back and be the same player again. How does he look to you right now, and what's he mean to the defense?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the last part. What you said?
J.J. Watt, he had another sack. He's back from injury. How's he look to you right now, and what's he mean to the defense?
Oh, yeah, he definitely means a lot to us as a defense. He's out there making plays, out there, you know, giving us energy, you know, as a leader on the defense. Him being able to be, you know, come back out there and do that stuff, it definitely fuels us and it helps us a lot.
Zach, you were 2nd on the team in tackles last season, which is really impressive given that you were a rookie. So when you look back on your first year, what was the transition like from college ball to the NFL? In other words, what was the biggest jump? Is it physical or is it mental?
For me, mostly it was mentally. Being that when I first got here, I was kind of thrown into the starting position after like week 2 or 3. So That was the biggest jump for me, and I had a lot of guys like Bernard McKinney, J.J. Watt, you know, Cushing, you know, Merciless, and those guys, had them older vets helping me out, just helping me get acclimated to it.
You know, and then you spent a lot of time in the weight room this year and reported to camp bigger and stronger. Have you noticed the added strength, and what's that doing on the field for you?
Yeah, I definitely see the added strength. It's helped me improve as a player, helped me put me in a position to make more plays.
Now, you're still early in your career, but your teammates are already talking about you as a leader, somebody they look to for key contributions. What's it mean to know that you've earned that kind of level of respect so early in your career?
Yeah, it means a lot to me, just knowing that I'm able to go out there and help out with defense. You know, like I said, we all go out there and playing together, you know, and each one of us being able to do, you know, make plays and do our jobs, it fuels the next person, the person right next to us. So it definitely means a lot to me.
We're talking to Zach Cunningham. So what about Jacksonville? When you look at their offense, what are the things that you're looking to key on, and what's the biggest challenge they represent?
Well, yeah, you're definitely looking at the running backs, definitely looking at Bortles, quarterback, and, you know, them being in the position that they're in, us being in the position that we're in, you know, going for number one AFC South, you know, it's definitely a big challenge ahead of us, and that's something that we're looking forward to, and being able to come out on top in that regard.
Big AFC South matchup, and rumor has it back in the day, you were a bit of a gamer. Is it true? Do you still play, and if so, what's your favorite game?
I think recently I've been on a game kind of like Smash Bros. It's called Brawlhalla.
Right.
Been playing that a lot.
Anybody else on the team play that game?
A couple guys, one or two of them.
Houston at Jacksonville on Sunday. Once again, that's a CBS game, 1 p.m. Texans linebacker Zach Cunningham, my guest. All right, Zach, I can hear it in the background. You got a lot going on. Listen, really good to have you on the show. Thanks for playing through that, and it's good talking to you.
Good talking to you, too.
All right, have a great day. Zach Cunningham, Texans linebacker, 13 tackles in that win over Buffalo. All right, so let me finish up my thoughts and my thanks to the Texans. They're back at 500, and they're dangerous. Even when they were losing, the three games they lost by a total of 15 points. So they were right there. And Deshaun Watson, I don't want to just kind of gloss over that. He said, even Zach Cunningham said, I didn't even know that that's what that guy was dealing with. A partially collapsed lung and a broken rib, and his teammates didn't know, and he was out there grinding through it. And now they're up to 3-3. Rick in the 403 tweets, if I found out I ate a cookie that a friend gave me that had ashes in it, I'd be so mad. I'd probably break stuff. Signed, Fred Durst. That's a good tweet. At the Real Alpha Duck tweets, I'm not one to advocate violence, but Rick in Buffalo makes me want to reach through my radio and punch him in the neck. Hashtag Poolman Nation. Pool dudes are generally pretty laid back. That guy wants to reach through the radio and punch him in the neck. Not me. I wish the guy would call more. Guy makes me laugh every time he calls. Why do you want to punch him in the neck? Rome, when my grandpa dies, I'm going to bake him into a Wonka bar. Signed, Charlie Bucket. Stephen PHX, I hate Grandpa Joe.
Grandpa, look at Augustine.
It's like an 84-year-old D-bag. I hate that guy. Just sitting there in that bed year after year after year. There's nothing wrong with him. He can't do anything. This guy's just sitting there. It's like that bed. That bed's like a Southwest Airlines flight, you know, where you got three people facing each other, except they're all in bed and they're prone.
You're now free to
invalids. That guy's acting like he's all jacked up. Oh, I can't help out. Meanwhile, his daughter's working like 9 jobs to try and get food on the table. Oh, my back. Oh, I'm so sick. I'm going to die any second. This kid shows up and he's got a free trip to a chocolate factory, and all of a sudden this dude's like running 4.240s.
I've got a golden ticket.
Grandpa Joe, 84-year-old D-bag. I hate that guy. What a deadbeat. Why don't you get your ass out of bed, Joe, and help out? Oh, we can go get a few free chocolate bars? I feel great. I'm cured.
I've got a golden ticket.
Anyway,
I've got a golden ticket.
First of all, old man, Charlie's got the golden ticket, not you.
I've got a golden ticket.
Get the golden ticket out your mouth. Luckily, though, we got that, and it's been good for the show. But I do hate that old guy.
I've got a golden ticket.
I hate what it represents. Man, she was working to the bone. His daughter could have dropped dead. He'd still be sitting there in that bed. Hey, Jim, I don't see anything wrong with baking up remains of your relatives. I snorted mine, signed Keith Richards. Man, that is such an amazing song. I would imagine Keith Richards has probably put a lot of foreign substances up his nose. But probably not any of his relatives. I'm sure these guys Jones pretty hard. But probably not that hard. But then again, Ozzy did do a rail of ants off a popsicle stick once. So who knows? Dear Jim, the Goo Goo Dolls music is too hardcore. We don't want our children listening to that rock and roll garbage. Yours, Irvine parents.
Garbage.
Drew in West LA. Yeah, Drew. Because you're so hard in West LA. Because you're so hardcore in Brentwood, Drew. If, in fact, you're anywhere near West LA. Yeah, Drew, because there's some really bad stuff going on Bundy. Damn, Drew. The hard. You came up hard through the mean streets of Santa Monica in Culver City. I've been to parties in Irvine. I've never heard that conversation, Drew. Next hour, we're going to talk Aaron Hernandez, Raider fan. Chunk says we are not tanking. We are not tanking. No, we're just trading away our best player. We're not tanking. This guy hates playing young players, and he can't get them in the game quickly enough. There's almost nobody on that roster that you can't have for a certain price, but they're not tanking. Hey, Chunk, if I were you, I would at least say you're tanking, because if you're trying and you're that bad, you're even worse than I thought. Well, better late than never, but you knew one of these bros was coming in at some point. Matt in Vancouver. Rick in Buffalo was in earlier. He took a run at the fellas in Canada. Matt and Van, Tyler in Shredmonton. I knew one or both would be in. Let's go to Matt. Hey, Matt, what's up? How are you?
What's good, pimp? Did that Goo Goo Doll loving freak, Dirty Rick in Buffalo, the world's largest trailer park, just commit me and my guy Ackerman Rome? Rick, this guy, you look like an alcoholic Brad Childress, man. And you went on the record on Woodscope that you wore a diaper during your smack-off call. Ackerman rolls with the likes of Regis Philbin. I roll with the likes of Ty Domi while you're rolling around with a crack whore named Tammy. Rick, if your aged-out ass is vigilant with your hard medicine and your diabetes doesn't claim you before smack-off 25, man, I'll bet you an entire mortgage payment of yours, $200, that I'm whipping that ass. I'm more Rick's red puffy piss tank nose. Thanks for the quick minute, bro. Peace.
Rack him. Matt in Vancouver. It's a legendary beef right now. Rick in Buffalo going up against the boys, the tag team of Matt and Tyler. It's getting real personal. Real personal. Just call his lady a crack hoe? And you're willing to bet an entire mortgage payment of $200? All right, so I like that little side action. The smack-off already next year is taking form. Rick in Buffalo, Matt in Vancouver. Where is Tyler in Shredmonton? Did he say Regis Philbin? Philbin, Matt. But I see it working. He's like, I hang out with Ty Domi. Ackerman hangs out with Regis Philbin. And who are you? What do you do? 1-800-636-8686. Boston Globe has got an investigative series about Aaron Hernandez. And some of the things coming out of this are really creepy, really weird. Let's quickly, do we have time? Let's go to Tennessee. Wanda in Tennessee. Hey, Wanda, how are you?
Yes, hey, Jim Rump. Actually, it's Titan Woman.
Oh, Titan Woman, gotcha. Ah. Actually, it's Wanda in Tennessee.
I don't like that cup.
Wanda, I'm very sorry to do that to you. Good news, bad news. Bad news, you just got broken off and you have no idea. Good news is you have joined a very elite group of people. And Alvin, are there any women in this group? Wanda might be the first. The group known as self-glossers. You cannot do that. Once again, almost no rules on the show except personal appearance is not show fodder. There is no bum smack, and you cannot self-gloss. You cannot come in and give yourself a nickname. The jungle will decide what your nickname is. I don't care what your friends call you. I don't care what your coworkers call you. It's what we call you. And us, to us, you're Wanda in Tennessee. Wanda, meet your new friends.
They call me the red dog. Let's go with horse monkey today.
On the court, they call me the tree frog.
This is G-Money, rap me, James.
All right, Dave. See you, bud. Wait a minute. G Money? He's with self-gloss.
Every nurse has got the answer to the doctor. And that's me, Dr. B-Man SD.
Bow down.
You could call me Z-Man. I used to play all kinds of sports.
Yes, hey, Jim Rump. Actually, it's Titan Woman.
Actually, it's one.